This podcast helps you to understand the contribution of Humphrey Gilbert in the establishment of a British empire. Following Sir Francis Drake's circumnavigation of the globe, a number of sailors sought to further John Dee's vision of a British empire. One such man was Humphrey Gilbert. He was thought of as courageous and determined by his admirers and vain and ruthless by his critics. He received a charter from Queen Elizabeth to establish a colony in North America in 1578. 5 years later, in 1583, Gilbert set off on a voyage to discover a northwest passage around America which would provide a route to China. Gilbert had dreamt of this since boyhood. A committed Protestant, he hated Catholic Spain, and he argued that establishing a colony in North America would provide the English with a base from which to attack Spanish ships. Gilbert's first attempt to cross the Atlantic ended in disaster. Only Gilbert's brother-in-law, Walter Raleigh, managed to cross the Atlantic. After plundering some Spanish ships in the Caribbean, Raleigh returned home. Gilbert then hatched a new plan. He would claim vast swathes of territory in North America and then sell it to wealthy Englishmen who had invested in his voyage. In this way, he could make his fortune. On the 11th of June 1583, Gilbert left Plymouth with 5 ships. 7 weeks later, the little fleet pulled into the harbour at St. John's, Newfoundland. There were already Spanish, Portuguese, and English ships there, as the harbour had been used by European fishermen for years. Gilbert wasted no time and claimed the territory by digging up a piece of turf and erecting a post with the royal coat of arms on it, engraved in lead. To celebrate, he invited all the fishermen to a feast. The Spanish and Portuguese brought wines, marmalade, and biscuits, but when Gilbert seemed unimpressed, they returned with salmon, trout, and lobster. Gilbert made the first claim to territory in America, but he was unable to establish a colony there. Newfoundland was a harsh and barren environment, and there was little food. Some of Gilbert's men became ill. He did attempt to sail south, but the boat was wrecked off Newfoundland's rocky coast, and 80 of his men were killed. This proved to be the final straw for those who remained, and they insisted on returning home as they were running so short of supplies. On the way home, disaster struck, and the fleet was caught in violent storms. Gilbert refused to leave his little ship, the Squirrel, which sank, and Gilbert was drowned on the 9th of September, 1583.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.